This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will be featuring news that pertains to the city of Mora and Kennebec County. The Mora School Bond Referendum vote will be Tuesday. Mora residents will vote yes or no to spend nearly $62 million for a new high school. A yes vote from Mora voters will approve the new school. A no vote will result in a Plan B of repairs of the current school at a cost of $13.3 million. A date has been set for a senior spotlight night, May 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m., which is the last day of school for seniors. The event will include recognitions of senior achievements and a parade of students. Check out moraschools.org for more information. The Minnesota Department of Health website is showing the number of coronavirus cases in Kennebec County has risen to 9. No deaths have been reported for Kennebec County. More information can be found at health.state.mn.us or search Minnesota Department of Health. Governor Tim Walz, now that fishing season opener is upon us, had this to say.
Good luck and enjoy your time fishing, but do it close to home. Do it with social distancing. Do it with family. Get your kids out there. Teach someone to fish and enjoy what Minnesota has to offer, but let's not put each other at risk.
That was Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. With the coronavirus making things uncertain, we talked with John Angstman, the secretary for the Kennebec County Fair, to see how that's going along.
As of right now, we're not made no decision until after the 1st of June.
That was John Angstman, the secretary for the Kennebec County Fair. As a follow-up to the special council meeting on Tuesday, Mayor Alan Scramstead talked to us about what was decided there.
We appointed a new member to the Public Utilities Commission. That took a little bit, but then we got to the pool discussion. After several minutes of discussion and that, decided that in the best interest of for safety and protection of the kids and stuff, we decided that the pool would be closed. Didn't want to do it, but we just couldn't see where we could do the social distancing and the stuff required by with this pandemic going on.
That was Mora's Mayor Alan Scramstead. The CDC, or Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, have added 7 more possible early signs of COVID-19 infection to add to the previous ones, which were cough and shortness of breath. The new ones are fever, chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, or a new loss of taste or smell. For more information, log on to cdc.gov. Here at Lakes 103, we want to remind you the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are to practice healthy hygiene. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover your cough and sneezes. Toss the tissue and wash your hands again. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Also, by staying home when you're sick. Social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet from others. Postpone or cancel gatherings of 10 or more people, and be aware of your surroundings. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.